This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Keralam and Tamil Nadu today. In Keralam, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 10,800 crore rupees at Ernakulam this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering during the program. In Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister will launch projects worth about 5,650 crore rupees in Tiruchirappalli. The projects cover key sectors like petroleum and natural gas infrastructure, rural connectivity and highway development. The Prime Minister will also flag off 5 new train services and address a gathering on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
The train services which will be introduced include 2 Amrit Bharat Express, 2 express trains and a passenger train service. The Nagarkoil-Charlapalli Amrit Bharat Express will improve connectivity between southern Tamil Nadu and Telangana while serving several districts across Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. The Podanur-Dhanbad Amrit Bharat Express will strengthen rail links between southern India and the mineral and industrial belt of eastern India. The other 3 train services which will be introduced are Rameswaram-Mangaluru Express, Tirunelveli-Mangaluru Express and Mayiladuthurai-Thiruvarur-Karaikudi passenger train. These train services will not only enhance rail connectivity in the region but also support regional economic growth. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Coimbatore.
Lok Sabha will today resume discussion on resolutions seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla. Yesterday, the motion was moved by Congress MP Dr. Muhammad Javed in the House. He alleged that Speaker Om Birla disallowed the leader of the opposition and other opposition leaders from putting forth their views in the House and made unwarranted allegations against women MPs of the opposition. Opposing the resolution, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Speaker Om Birla conducted the functioning of the House in an impartial manner. Members from Congress, Trinamool Congress, Samajwadi Party and DMK spoke in favour of the resolution. The discussion remained inconclusive. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha will take up further discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. The government has assured that there is no energy shortage for domestic consumers in the country and there is no reason to panic. The government said it is committed to ensure uninterrupted supply of affordable energy to domestic consumers of the country. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri highlighted that India's energy imports are continuing to flow in from different sources and routes. Yesterday, the centre invoked Essential Commodities Act to ensure regular supply of natural gas for priority sector. Meanwhile, all companies have announced LPG production in the country. President Donald Trump has announced a historic $300 billion US partnership with India's Reliance Industries Limited to open America First Refining, the first new major oil refinery in the US in 50 years. Trump made the announcement in a post on the social media platform Truth Social, describing the project as a landmark deal for the US energy sector. Located at the port of Brownsville, Texas, the facility is described as the largest investment in U.S. history and is expected to create thousands of jobs while serving as the cleanest refinery in the world. As the conflict in West Asia enters its second week, commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz has ground to a halt, with tanker traffic down by more than 80%. Approximately 150 tankers are currently anchored in open waters outside the strait, holding an estimated 16 billion litres of oil, waiting for conditions to stabilise before attempting passage. The US Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, has declared that the United States is winning in the fight against Iran, but he declined to provide a timeline as to when the war would end, stressing that decision lies with President Donald Trump. Delhi's Lieutenant Governor-designate Taranjit Singh Sandhu will take oath as Delhi's 23rd Lieutenant Governor today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Lok Nivas in New Delhi this afternoon. In the FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India will take on Wales in their final Pool B match in Hyderabad today at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.